Welcome to the Experimental Aircraft Association, the leader in recreational aviation. The museum is open year-round, and there are many ways to get involved with EAA in your area. EAA AirVenture Oshkosh 2006 is now complete and was full of many interesting, historic, and innovative things to see and do, both on the ground and in the air. If you have never attended AirVenture, here is what you missed this year, and we'll see you in 2007.
Please take it away. I see your man high and to the left. We've got more to come, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you're having a good day at AirVenture 2006, one of the most powerful unlimited aerobatic airplanes in the world.
There's some great new kids in the Young Eagles that I met today, and so I'm dedicating this flight for these kids. We're going to give a flight lesson to Sean G. Tuckaway, so let me check my gauges. Let me leave you with the three best words in the English language. You got that right. It's God bless America, and here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is a wrap on today's air show. On behalf of Roscoe Morton, Danny Clisham, Dave Keim, and me, Rob Ryder, and the rest of the team here at Oshkosh, thanks for being such a great air show audience.
And she has, as you can see, three large bomb bays. We can carry a multitude of weapons, everything from 2,000-pound dumb bombs, 500-pound bombs, up to 2,000-pound JDAM, cruise missiles, mines, cluster munitions, what have you.
Ping pong balls, we had that discussion.
That's right.
The Lancaster was more than a one-mission wonder, even though it started with its dam buster's job. The Lank ruled the night. It was vulnerable to German fighters from below, but it was also fast and heavily armed and usually got through to the target.
I'm pleased to officially announce that today we are awarding provisional certification to the Eclipse 500, a significant step toward a new way of air travel.
As you can see, it's a high-wing, two-seat, tricycle gear aircraft. It has a maximum gross weight of 1,320 pounds and a level flight speed of 120 knots, which is the maximum allowable speed under the ASTM standards.
Well, what you're looking at is a replica of Igor Sikorsky's 1928 design of the Sikorsky S-38.
I can't stress this enough. It's not an airplane ride, it's a time machine. It's incredible. And you won't fully start to fathom what those folks went through until you're actually in the air. It gives you a glimpse, just a glimpse.
The Warbirds decided that they would try to get together a group of original trainers in World War II. We got six airplanes flew in for it. I've got one of the planes, and hopefully create a new division of the Warbird group and grow it up each year and get bigger and bigger and have more fun.
When I saw what they have done here at the museum with the parts that we built, I looked at it on Sunday night when I came in and I had tears in my eyes.
I'm a dentist. Started taking flying lessons about when the kids were in model aviation. It was about the same time that Dick started taking his first lessons too.
So how are Dick's teeth?
Well, he still got them all, I think.
Third one was just fun. I just loved every minute of it, even the spins at the top of the climb. 29 rolls at the top of the climb, I think that beats old records prior, especially such a steep climb. So I challenge anybody to try to beat that.
Well, I play a character called Eddie Beagle, who's one of the five members of the Lafayette Escadrille. And he kind of starts off the film as kind of like a cocky, arrogant, really into himself guy who kind of ends up getting the ultimate wake-up call when he kind of gets into the whole ordeal of the war over there.
Being known by other people as a pilot rather than an actor, it's the self-knowledge that I know I'm a pilot. I know I'm an actor. I'm glad I have both hats to wear.
I focused on the X's right away. It was piles of debris next to pits that were carved. I mean, that's the only way to say it, carved into the runway.
Well, you can't talk about Oshkosh without talking about air traffic control. Well, we appreciate that because we have a lot of work to do out here, and I think Oshkosh sort of illustrates the importance of general aviation in the United States and the importance that We support that industry, that air traffic control services aren't just a service to the airlines, but to everybody who flies.
From the brief amount of time I've had this morning to tour around and take a look what EAA has again put together with AirVenture, it's a wowza, guys. It really is. It's a wonderful thing to be able to see how vibrant and exciting the GA community is here.
This is Mike Melville. When I'm not on the edge of space, I'm on the edge of my seat listening to EAA Radio 1210.
This is Marion Blakey, FAA. You're listening to EAA Radio Oshkosh.
Hi, it's Harrison Ford. You're listening to EAA Radio.
Hi, I'm Tom Polberesny. You're listening to EAA Radio.